Crown Plaza Cabana, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The CEO of Toyota is indeed apologizing.
I am deeply sorry for any accident that Toyota drivers have experienced.
Akio Toyoda, grandson of the company's founder, tells a congressional panel the company may have mixed up its priorities, which should have been
first, safety, second, quality, third, volume.
He says Toyota managers will drive cars under investigation to experience potential problems. Meantime, Toyota has reached an agreement with the state of New York involving recalled vehicles.
Toyota has agreed to provide drivers in this state with a free rental car or other means of transportation while their defective Toyota is getting fixed. The New York Attorney General's office says the deal also forces Toyota to arrange for flatbed trucks to pick up recalled cars that owners feel are too unsafe to drive. All of this will be done without cost to dealers, which are already under strain.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. Tomorrow's the big health care meeting in Washington. President Obama calling on Congress to try and make it work.
This White House summit on legislation will be followed by another next week for insurance companies. The Secretary of Health and Human Services is summoning five major insurers to come explain their spikes in health policy premiums.
ABC's Ann Compton, the head of WellPoint, parent company of Anthem Blue Cross, is defending her company's recent 39% premium hikes in some cases.
Insurers are among the least profitable part of the health care system.
However, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said just a few days ago,
WellPoint alone posted a $2.7 billion profit in the fourth quarter of 2009, just a week before they filed for a 39% rate increase.
A trainer has been killed at SeaWorld in Florida. Witness says she was grabbed by one of the killer whales in the Shamu exhibit. Happened at the start of a public show. Dow's up 93 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Here are some actual comments made by doctors, nurses, and parents about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer.
This is the only thermometer my 3-year-old granddaughter will let me use.
It's accurate and great for squirmy babies.
I can even take their temperature while they're sleeping without waking them up.
Just a quick scan of her head and bam, it's taken. It's awesome. I'd recommend it to anyone.
As a parent and a healthcare provider, this is the best one I've found.
Exergen temporal scanner thermometer. Home model. Available at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke testified on Capitol Hill today about unemployment. While it may appear static, he says it actually is improving despite some worrying statistics.
A particular concern because of its long-term implications for worker skills and wages is the increasing incidence of long-term unemployment. Indeed, more than 40% of the unemployed have been out of work for 6 months or more, nearly double the share of a year ago.
The parents of Missing Growing Pains actor Koenig have issued an emotional plea for their son to contact them. He was visiting friends in Vancouver when he went missing more than a week ago. Walter Koenig, best known for playing Chekhov in the original Star Trek, says his son stopped taking his antidepressant medication about a year ago. Sometime today, someone will download the 10 billionth song from Apple's iTunes store. Maybe they already have. ABC's Jim Hickey says it's quite a milestone.
You can play your music on up to 3 Macs.
When Steve Jobs, the head of Apple, introduced the iTunes Music Store 7 years ago,
for 99 cents per song,
it created quite a buzz. 10 billion downloads later, iTunes is still buzzing. The math is simple and breathtaking. 99 cents was the beginning price for downloading iTunes. Many cost more now. Multiply all that by 10 billion, and you can understand why Apple is celebrating. You know that I want you. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhart. Students are back in the classrooms at Grant Elementary in Richmond after a small electrical fire forced a brief evacuation. A teacher used an extinguisher to put the fire out. President Barack Obama today nominated UC Berkeley law professor Goodwin Liu to serve on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. He teaches constitutional law and is associate dean of the Bolt School of Law. In San Francisco, Mayor Gavin Newsom says the city is more than halfway toward its goal of finding permanent housing for thousands of homeless people. The city's aim is to house 3,000 people by 2014. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Thanks so much. In Castro Valley, Crow Canyon Road eastbound before Coldwater, it's an overturned vehicle blocking the eastbound lane. A flatbed tow truck is needed. Expect traffic control. Crash of Rona Park, North 101 at Wilfrid. Starting March 26, fly Horizon Air direct from San Jose or Sacramento to Spokane. Earn double miles on direct flights from San Jose or Sacramento to Spokane through May 31st. Details at horizonair.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Partly sunny this afternoon with a few scattered showers. Patchy dense fog tomorrow morning. Otherwise, KGO's Lloyd Lindsay-Young says it'll be sunny. Heavy rain, though, on Friday. It's 59 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Why would a woman say that she was thinking of losing weight and now she wants to be as fat as she can? Well, her life was saved by her love handles. She was in a bar and somebody got off a couple of shots, meaning to shoot another guy, and she got hit, but her fat saved her life. I never thought of that. Never thought I'd see the day a person would say, I want to be as fat as I can to protect myself from bullets. All right, this is surely controversial. I would preface it with, how far should we go to get kids not to smoke? Is it worth offending you or offending some people? Would it work? You know, I'm going to ask that question. But in France, there are billboards. It's an anti-smoking advertisement. I have to be sensitive when I even tell you what the ad is, because just when I tell you about it, some of you are going to be offended. And many people are upset because the ad creates a false analogy, they say, between oral sex and smoking. Let me just tell you what it is and you figure it out. It's to shock you, that's all. The slogan is kind of bland enough. It says, to smoke is to be a slave to tobacco. But it's a photograph of an older man, his torso seen from the side. He's pushing down on the head of a teenage girl with a cigarette in her mouth. Now, her eyes are at belt level. She's glancing upward with a fearful look in her eyes. And the cigarette appears to emerge from the adult's trousers. Use your imagination. The ads, they say here, the people who put the ads up, were not designed to please or to shock people, but to change, to put back into the news a topic we don't talk enough about, which threatens young people. And then, of course, you can imagine all the arguments. I won't even go there. I mean, one person, and maybe she's right, she says, when people have no idea how to accomplish something in a marketing perspective, they use female bodies. Using sex to get people's attention and to shock. And if you could prove, let's say, I don't know whether this will help or not. I mean, it might. There are some shocking shock tactics that have helped with public health behaviors. But let's suppose it was effective and that it was shown and proven in a study to reduce smoking. Would you support it? Now, speaking of shock and female bodies, the headline is not correct, I have to say. This is at Fox News. It says, God wants gays dead, says beauty queen. Now, this is Miss Beverly Hills entering the Miss California contest. And as she says, the Bible says a marriage is between a man and a woman. You've heard of this before. In Leviticus, if a man lies with mankind as he would lie with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death and her blood shall be upon him. Because I love Bible quotes, because you can find a Bible quote to support anything you want. Most heinous, horrible acts humans can commit, you will find a Bible quote to support, right? So this is all this big hullabaloo. And where I'm going with this is, I'm not sure I care, but a statement at the end. I was about to chuck it and not do it. It says here, the Miss California USA system has always had a place for an individual's thoughts and opinions when it comes to all sides of political issues. I mean, suppose she used certain Bible quotes to say God wants to kill the Jews. Right? Is that okay? But here's a sentence that I want you to consider, and I'm interested in your opinion. It is an organization, that's the Miss California USA, which empowers women, and everyone's entitled to their own beliefs. I don't know if this empowers women. I mean, men are as vain as women are, so that's not a negative. But there's another side to us. I don't see that in these contests. I think all these contests demean women, and I love a beautiful woman as much as anybody else. But to me, there's nothing hotter than a gorgeous woman, you know, with double D brains. So maybe they ought to give them an IQ test, and that ought to be part of it. Or maybe they should come up with something else, or I'm interested in how you feel about it. Now, once again, I'm not getting all worked up that every time you see a woman in a bikini, that's exploiting women. I don't believe that. You see plenty of men, you know, displaying what they've got to offer. And that's just human nature. It's what makes the world goes round. It's why we're all here, the attraction between between men and women. But something about this is bothering me. I can't put my finger on it. All right, we got to talk quickly about our friend Kevin Trudeau. It's a fast-paced deal here. This is a guy that's brought to you. This guy's been in trouble with the law for a long time. He is really a brilliant marketer. He keeps popping up. He gets banned by the judges. He gets fined multi-million-dollar fines, and he keeps coming back. And, you know, basically the history of this is, you know, the weight loss cure got him in a lot of trouble. There was a first FTC suit against him was in 1998. He was a guy, he was making false claims about products would help weight loss and cure heroin and alcohol and cigarette addiction, well as giving you a photographic memory, half a million dollar fine, and he was banned from making false claims. 2003, charged him with violating that order with coral calcium. Remember all the calls? You all believed me. You yelled at me. You hollered at me. You were believers. And this is the guy behind it. $2 million fine. All right? Then he, in 2007, his diet plan, the easiest method on earth, he reported. You all bought into this one. And, you know, what he didn't tell you on this easy diet, you know, that he recommended 15 colonics in a month, organ cleanses, 1 mile walks, 100% this and no microwaves and no this and no that and 500 calories a day. Then he went on to a $5 million fine, banned him from infomercials for 3 years, period. And then I see him on the news on an infomercial the other night. They upped the fine to $37 million in November 2008. And there's another contempt hearing scheduled for March 2009. Why you would believe someone like this, and I know I get the mail. You'll say to me, I'm just a flunky for the pharmaceutical companies, and we doctors are afraid of a man like this because he has all the cures. I just don't get it. I need someone to explain to me why you would believe someone who, even before I get into all these infomercials, you know, was had a couple of convictions and did jail time for other scams that were strictly financial. All right, this is it. I never thought I'd live to see today. And we'll get a chance to talk more about this. But there is, coming up before the Massachusetts State Senate, a legislation that would outlaw genital mutilation of both young girls and boys in Massachusetts. And you know my feelings about this issue. This is huge. Once again, to get to that point, you can argue all you want with me, and I'm willing to hear your arguments about why it's okay to ban female mutilation, genital mutilation, which is what it's called in the trade, but somehow it's okay to, you know, remove little boys' foreskins against their will. And, you know, the article here violates a baby's human rights, which I believe so, decreases sexual sensation. It would amend the Prohibition of Genital Mutilation Act. They have an act banning female mutilation. Now, listen to some of these numbers. In Massachusetts, 60 to 65% of infant males are circumcised. That's amazing. Nationally, it's about 60. It's gone down to 55%. It was 95% when I first started doing this radio show. So major, major changes. And here's what would be really interesting, because the bill, do I think it'll pass? Probably not. But does not exempt religious circumcision. So Muslims and Jews may have to band together to fight this. And of course, Muslims and Jews are close. I mean, Abraham is their forefather. They believe in the Old Testament. They observe, I mean, there's a lot of similarities between between the two. It says here, the medical community is neutral on circumcision. And then there are some statements from some doctors here that are really kind of silly to me. Here's a couple who did, they made their decision to do it to their son based on custom. All the men in their family are circumcised. What? That's ridiculous. All the men in the family are fat. Let's do fat implants. All the men in the family are bald. Let's tear out the kid's hair. I just don't buy that at all. And here's another doctor who says, who's the director of newborn nursery, says, lacking significant proof of medical benefits, the choice is in a parent's hand. They should make the decision. No, it's not your choice. You cannot choose to perform plastic surgery on your child. I don't believe as a parent you really have that right, given the medical neutrality of it all. So we'll follow that, of course. Just in case you're feeling safe about the flu, listen to this. Researchers mixed together bird flu and ordinary flu and created three extremely virulent new strains, thus proving to themselves and hopefully to us that influenza viruses can swap genes, and it's often kind of random, but if they hit the right combination, they can create very, very dangerous offspring. This is at a meeting where they're trying to figure out, has the swine flu pandemic peaked at last? And they combined an H5N1, by the way, and an H3N2, and generated 200 strains and found 22 that were worse than the basic flu and a couple that were absolutely frightening. Still a believer in low-carb diets? I mean, I keep trying to present the evidence to you, but I know we don't want to let facts get in our way. Cutting down on carbs, not so good for your cholesterol level. And there are actually studies where higher-carb diets may alter one little subset of cholesterol. And, you know, my feelings, it's not about carbs, not about the fat, not about the protein. It's about how much you eat. Get over it. Wise up. Stop falling for this endless cycle of new diets. People who ate a diet low in carbs, that's Atkins, but relatively high in fat, lost the same amount of weight over 6 weeks. Put that one to rest again. Neither one of these will help you lose weight except a diet that you can stick to for the rest of your life. They caused a significant increase in LDL. That's your bad cholesterol levels, and also increased levels of free fatty acids. So there you go. I wasn't going to do this, but I decided I would because, you know, the media is running with it. Acupuncture shows promise for depression in pregnancy. It's because the media never reads the details. They tried depression-specific acupuncture. Somebody who knows more about acupuncture than I do, show me from the classical Chinese literature where the Chinese ever treated depression with acupuncture or even identified it as such. There isn't a word in ancient Chinese for depression. What are they telling us here? And then the idea that you can find something to help pregnant women who are depressed is fine simply because SSRIs may affect the weight of a baby and the birth process. So if a woman's depressed and you can get a little placebo going here, I might work with you on that. But the doctors here who did the study, let me read you her statement. After 8 weeks, they were not, however, more likely to see complete remission in their depression. 35% of the people who got depression-specific acupuncture, again, I don't know what that is, versus 30% in the two control groups, which is an insignificant difference, had their depression, you know, go into remission. And the researcher here says, I do not think we can say that our study proves acupuncture is effective for depression during pregnancy. The researcher says that. But the reporters reporting the story aren't saying that. It's like the same old thing over and over. This is just one of those headlines. New York Times, that grabbed me, and it'll give me an opportunity to remind you of something and a resource that many people don't know about and don't use. The headline of the article is called The Breast Whisperer. And it's about lactation consultants, a particular one in Brooklyn. And I don't want to get into the details of it because there's really nothing new here, but it just simply talks about how difficult it is for some women to breastfeed. The numbers are absolutely depressing. The number of women that start, 74% of American mothers try breastfeeding, and by 6 months, it's down to 10-15%. So surely something's going on here. I can tell you, I never in my entire medical training had a single lecture or the mention of the term breastfeeding. We doctors don't know much about it. Now, some OBGYNs and pediatricians make it their business to learn about it, but find yourself, and I'll emphasize this, a certified lactation consultant. It's money well spent, and the positive effect on your baby and you is so worth the effort. Please? This is controversial. There's going to be a surge in U.S. medical schools. They're building more medical schools. Personally, I object. I think it's a bad idea. We do not need more doctors in this country. What we do need is a redistribution of doctors. I don't know how to do that. I think it would be easy to help people go to medical school who can't afford it and say, listen, we'll pay for you to go to medical school if you promise to work in a place that's underserved. And if you promise to go into primary care, that's how you solve the problem. But there's a lot of evidence that where there are more doctors, the prices are higher, your medical care is three times more expensive, and your outcomes are no better. Now, what more do I need to say? And yet, here we go. Simple, you know, because politicians think easy solution. We need more doctors, therefore prices will go down. Medicine does not obey the basic laws of economics. That's just a fact, and there's a lot of reasons for it that we can discuss at another time. All right, here's a question for you, and I don't know what you believe here, but is there such a thing as people who live underwater? And I'm not being facetious, because I think it's kind of true. I'll tell you what that's about a little later on. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
People describe gout flares in painful ways. A blowtorch, a jackhammer, getting stepped on by a rhino in cleats. Okay, that's mine, but you get the point. Why put up with more flares than you have to? Especially when there may be better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. For information, go to gout.com and talk to your doctor about reducing uric acid and describe what it's like having fewer gout flares. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how our retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org, and if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the US Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The US Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage. Lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments.
Ugh, I got a million other things to do and I'm stuck in here until that package arrives. What are you in for?
I'm from the UPS store and I'm here to spring you out. You're a prisoner in your own home office.
The UPS store? But you guys just ship stuff.
Oh, we do a lot more than shipping. With our mailbox services, we'll sign for your packages. We can even send you an email or text alert when they arrive.
Wow.
Grab your briefcase and follow me.
Got it.
We have over 4,400 locations. There's one right down the street. Set yourself free with mailbox services from the UPS store. We'll give you 24-hour access to your mail, plus help you keep your mail and personal information safe. The UPS store. We do a lot more than shipping. For details, visit theupsstore.com or a participating location near you. Hours of operation may vary.
At the UPS store, their mailbox is more than just a box. It's secure. They can sign for packages and notify you of their arrival. Give a real street address and provide 24-hour access. Visit theupsstore.com for a location near you. Notary services also available.
Professional golfer Tiger Woods publicly apologizes for not listening to KGO Radio.
We have a lot to discuss. The issue involved here was my repeated irresponsible behavior. I thought only about myself. I was unfaithful. I cheated. What I did is not acceptable. I brought this shame on myself. My behavior has been a personal disappointment. I'm embarrassed that I have put you in this position.
So, what have we learned here?
I am the one who needs to change.
Only stations to KGO News Talk 810.
Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on! We're such a lose control. Turn off your
radio. You're gonna feel alright. Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk first to Rosemary. How you doing, Rosemary? Welcome.
Fine, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. I called you a couple of months ago about I have a family member that is addicted to painkillers. Narco is the painkiller. And he's been on it for about probably 4 years. He had back pain and back surgery and trying to get off of it. And so you had suggested I think it was called New Leaf over in Lafayette.
Yep.
He went to the other day, and he had a consultation, and he's going back again, and I'm going with him for the consultation follow-up one to see which way to go. But one of the things was stated to get on morphine and then have morphine go off of morphine. And when he told me that, that, like, upset him and me both. I always thought morphine would be one of the very hard things to get off of. Can you give me any idea on that? Have you ever heard anything like that?
I'll tell you something. The doctor you're talking to, if the same person, and it wouldn't be fair to mention him on the air. I'm going to have him on the air in the next couple of weeks because he's uncovered some very, very interesting aspects of this. He's the best. He's excellent. And here's where all this is coming from. And that, you know, OxyContin is probably harder to get off of than heroin or morphine. And some of these synthetic opiates that the drug companies promised us were not addicting, because when they all come on the market, and I go back when I was in training to a drug called Toluen, T-A-L-W-I-N, which was as powerful as morphine but not addicting. And it wasn't true. Nobody's been able to make anything as powerful as an opiate that does not have addictive potential. And what I assume he would do, because I would not say that that the addiction you're talking about is any better. And we think it, you see, we think it's better because it's a prescription drug, you know, and it's approved by the FDA. And I guess so is morphine, but we all have heard of morphine, and we know it's not much different than heroin. And there are certain characteristics of morphine that actually could make it easier to get off with the drug I suspect the doctor would want to use, which will save his life. Because what you got to do is you can't just take people and just stop their opiates. They just go into horrible, horrible withdrawals, and the rate of success is so low, it's almost not even worth it. It's depressing. And yet there are methods that have a very, very high success rate that basically are having trouble gaining traction because, as a culture, we look at people who are addicted to drugs, we judge them morally. We just don't think that they deserve the same kind of a treatment as somebody who has a cold or has a disease. And yet addiction is a disease. Forget the original decision a person makes. Yeah, dumb decision to voluntarily take a heavy drug. And certainly it's not anybody's fault when they take prescription medications as prescribed, pain medications. And I'll have to say that the rate of people who get addicted to pain medications obviously is very small. So there's something going on with a person's physiology or how they're instructed or what the original problem was. But that is that's done, and I don't think that I would say to myself, if I had a choice of being hooked on morphine or hooked on, say, OxyContin, I would not say categorically I'd rather be hooked on OxyContin. There is evidence that it's worse. Let's just assume it's the same. So I wouldn't let the labels, you know, can confuse you. And in terms of the conversion to, I would assume Suboxone, it can be easier from it. And ask the questions. I mean, you sound surprised by it, and say, you know, I explain that to me, doctor, and see if he comes up with the same thing. Why that might be. So I would do that. Ask the questions. This is so important. You know, his life depends upon it, and it's as important as if he had, you know, quote, a serious disease. All right, let's talk to Joseph in San Juan Bautista. How you doing, Joseph?
I'm good, Dr. Dean.
Yep.
When I, during sex, when I ejaculate, there's hardly any semen that comes out. and I'm wondering if that could be due to my obesity or hormones or...
Well, that's a good question. You know, there's only some recent stuff about obesity and fertility, which implies hormones, and I and there have been signs of lower testosterone levels in men who are overweight, and yet I don't have any information to say that's the reason. What I would say to you is that it's a non-issue. I don't know where men you compare it to when you're younger, that's one thing. I have a suspicion for some men, though, when they watch porn, they seem to think they're inadequate. It should be less as you age. It is of no significance unless it's nothing, because it can go back into the bladder, and that a urologist can help you with. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. We'll be right back.
This is the update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A panel led by State Treasurer Bill Lockyer today began exploring options for keeping the NUMMI plant in Fremont open. Lockyer says he wouldn't be involved if he didn't think there was a way. Toyota's chief executive testified to Congress today. He is deeply sorry for any accident that Toyota drivers have experienced. He's pledging the company will take greater input from drivers and outside safety experts in the future. The U.S. House will vote today on a bill co-sponsored by Congressman and former Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi to revoke the antitrust exemption of the health insurance industry. Partly sunny weather today and tomorrow. This is KGO.
We're in Lisa White's garden this morning, and we're talking with her fingers. How's it going, fingers?
Pretty great, considering we've been pulling weeds since the sun came up.
That's impressive. What's your secret?
There's no secret. Lisa just drinks her joint juice every morning, and that helps give us all the lubrication and flexibility we need. Yesterday, we shucked corn and then did a couple hours of knitting.
Joint juice, huh?
Yep, joint juice. It has a daily supply of glucosamine, tastes great, and is low in calories. No wonder joint juice was originally developed for pro athletes.
You are looking awfully toned for fingers your age. How old are you, anyway?
Fingers don't talk about their age, dear. It's uncouth.
Right, sorry. Well, there it is, another example of joint juice keeping joints healthy, happy, and flexible so you can keep doing what you love. Find joint juice at Walgreens and at your local mass merchandise and club stores.
There's a lot of talk about cancer these days, but when it comes to prostate cancer, many people don't want to talk about the treatment because the side effects can sometimes be as concerning as the diagnosis. That's why many prostate cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. Our leading-edge experts work closely with each patient to choose the best treatment. We look at the patient's disease stage, fertility issues, and potential complications. In addition to chemotherapy and other non-surgical options, we offer traditional surgery and minimally invasive robotic surgery. Robotic-assisted prostate surgery helps minimize pain, scarring, and side effects. We now also offer CyberKnife radiotherapy, a cutting-edge radiation treatment that involves no cutting at all. El Camino Hospital is tough on prostate cancer and easy on you. That's something to talk about. For more information, visit www.elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
Hey, the McNally proposal's ready.
The big one?
Yep.
We get McNally these numbers this instant, we make the sale.
We make our month.
We make our year.
All right, then push send already.
I did. It's taking forever. Oh, come on. Must be the spotty 3G coverage.
Told you we should have switched to Verizon Wireless.
Will your small business have 3G coverage when you need it most? Kick the small business blues by putting your business on the map. With Verizon Wireless, you get more 3G coverage than AT&T. And right now, buy one BlackBerry and get another one free. Like the new Wi-Fi-enabled BlackBerry Curve for just $29.99 after $100 mailing rebate debit card. Visit any store to speak with a small business specialist or call 1-800-BZW4BIZ today and put your business on the map.
Check, please.
Free phone must be of equal or lesser value. All phones require new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
BevMo presents the 5-cent sale word, wow. As in, wow, buy one bottle of wine and get the second for just 5 cents? Or, wow, look how many great wines there are to choose from. And, wow, I'm coming back for more. That's our favorite.
BevMo's 5-cent sale is on. Choose from more than 200 great wines, like Mezza Corona Pinot Grigio, Irony Pinot Noir, and Louis Martini Chardonnay. Club Bev members buy one bottle, get the second for just 5 cents.
Wow-mo and Save-mo at BevMo.
In uncertain times, there's a company you can count on to help keep your family safe and secure. For more information, visit NewYorkLife.com.
All right, let's consider this one. There's no easy answer here. It's controversial. Many of you will feel strongly about it. But this has to do with a standing room only symposium held by the American Association of Advancement of Science over the weekend, considering all this new research on dolphins and how surprisingly intelligent they are. I mean, they know who they are as individuals. They engage in cultural traditions that can be passed on to succeeding generations. They act a lot like us. And the latest mirror studies, the mirror studies where you take a red disc and you put it on a monkey's forehead and put them on a mirror. They'll look in the mirror. They know it's not them. I mean, they know it's them, and they take their hand and reach up to it. Very few critters are capable of doing that. Dolphins can do it. And they did it in a different way. They put magic markers, marks on dolphins' bodies, and each dolphin immediately races to the mirror. They posture themselves in front of the mirror, position themselves in strange ways to expose the marked part of their body, same way you and I would, you know, if we passed a wall with wet paint on it. And as soon as we get to the bathroom, we'd look in the mirror, turn around to see if we got any paint on us. And then they did it, and they didn't leave it. It was a placebo marker. And the result was different. The dolphin goes right to the mirror. They can't find a mark. They immediately move on. Anyway, without getting into too much detail here, the proposal is to come up with a new category called non-human persons. And this has caught on among some scientists. Raises lots of thorny issues when it comes to how we treat animals. And, you know, my feeling about this, having observed a lot of animals in my lifetime, is you can't judge an animal by our criteria. Okay, we can make an atom bomb. Great. But I'll stick you in the middle of the forest overnight. You're dead in the morning. They can cope and deal with things and do things we can't even begin to understand because we don't have their sensitivities. And so we're very close-minded when it comes to judging other life. Now, you may not know it because I usually feel that sometimes the antics of some animal rights groups don't help the issue. And sometimes it gets illogical because it gets difficult where you draw lines. Now, when I was a radical vegetarian in the hippie days, you know, there were people, well, I don't eat anything that has eyeballs. So that allowed you to eat clams, right? And certain seafood. Or I don't eat anything that, and you just fill in the blanks. And so they're all different kind of categories. You can eat birds and fish, but not mammals. Or you can, go all the way to veganism. Nevertheless, I do think we have to acknowledge that the divisions, yes, we are unique in our brains, but we have to recognize that we get to draw up the criteria because, you know, a dolphin is completely unique also. And, you know, live in their world for a little bit and you'll see. So it's a very, as I said, it's a thorny issue because once you consider them, you know, as non-human persons, then you got to get into what we do to them. And that's another story for another time. All right. Let's talk to Dina, is it? Welcome to the program, Dina.
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Hi.
To inquire about microneedling or skin needling for scar revision. Is there any clinical studies to support it?
Well, you know something? It is out there. There's a part of it that makes sense. And if I were honest, I have to say I haven't seen the studies, but in some cases, I don't get to see all the studies. I know it's kind of accepted. The idea is clever. What they do is give you some Novocaine, and then they take a roller, like a little steamroller, has little teeny needles on it, and they roll it on your skin. The needles puncture a millimeter or two, and that seems to cause, you know, scar tissue to form. And it initially, I think, was used for acne scars, and now they started using it a little for wrinkles. Now, anytime you start telling me you got a cure for wrinkles, then I'm going to want to see the studies. For acne scars, it makes sense depending upon the shape of the scar. So I know dermatologists are doing it. If you have a dermatologist that wants to do it, one of the ways I like to go is something where there, and often things get launched on the marketplace before we have a chance to evaluate them, is ask for some before and after pictures. And if you can verify that the doctor's being honest with you and how they take the pictures, because, you know, spending my life in television, I can tell you with lighting, I can make you look 10, 20 years younger or older. You know, light comes in from the side. It makes wrinkles and scars and deformities look worse. And then they take the after pictures. They have the light coming straight at you. Like, you know, flying over the Grand Canyon at noon, the canyons are all lit. You don't see the depth. Go there at sunrise or sunset, and the shadows make the depth, the canyons look deep, just like your wrinkles. So with honest photography, you ought to be able to get an idea whether this is helping, because, as you know, wrinkles just do not go away by themselves. You know, there's no placebo you can put on a person's face that will objectively make a wrinkle change. A person might think it, because even in the baldness studies, and they gave placebo creams, and they're doing the Rogaine studies, people said, oh, yeah, my hair's growing back, so you can fool people in terms of self-evaluation. So I would do that. I tend to think it's legitimate. I could be wrong. So, you know, ask around. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break at this particular point. A real quick one. 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
We know spending has been out of control in Sacramento, but how out of control?
Meg Whitman puts the issues in perspective.
Here's what big spending looks like. Since 2004, we've added 40,000 new state workers. Now we have more than 350,000 employees, enough to fill every Major League Baseball stadium in the state, plus the Rose Bowl, with 40,000 waiting outside. California employs nearly 3,400 lawyers, twice as many as the biggest law firm in the country. And the state's computers? Many run on software nearly 30 years old. That's not a computer, that's a museum piece. If we ran things more efficiently, couldn't we do more with less? Creating a new California won't be easy, but I know we can do it. Let's end the outrageous spending, fix our public schools, and streamline regulation to make it easier to create new jobs. That's what I think. What do you think? Go to talktomeg.com and share your ideas.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor 2010. Text NEWCA to Go Meg.
At Safeway, you can count on low prices every time you shop, because we have new everyday low prices down every aisle. Low prices on cereal, juice, and coffee. Plus, we still have all the great club card specials you've come to depend on. This week with your club card, stock up on Safeway brands and save big. 24 packs of half-liter bottles of Safeway Refresh Water are only $2.99 each, plus CRV in California. Rancher's Reserve Whole Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed is only $2.88 a pound. 5-pound boxes of Clementine Mandarins are just $3.97 each. There are thousands of club card specials. 59 to 64-ounce sizes of Tropicana Pure Premium Juice are only two for $5. And selected sizes and varieties of Lean Cuisine meals are just $1.99 each. From club card specials to our new everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Spring and summer are on the way. If you have leg veins, now's the time to get them treated. Dr. Bomber White from Laser Light Treatment Center has developed a unique and highly effective non-invasive treatment for varicose veins, vein ablation.
We treat everything in one session. We routinely get 60 to 80% clearance of spider veins. Patients literally walk in with big ropey veins and walk out with those things collapsed before they leave the office. It's so gratifying to see our patients when they've completed their treatment. Happy patients really make us happy.
If you're really looking for immediate, lasting results, you need to call Dr. White. You'll be very happy. Dr. White's treatment made it possible for me to wear the shorts, the capri pants, the dresses. I'm extremely happy with the results that I got.
Get rid of those unsightly veins and wear whatever you want this summer. Call Dr. Palmer White for a free consultation at the Laser Light Treatment Center. Call 415-892-9550. That's 415-892-9550.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to John in New Mexico. How you doing?
Hi, Doctor. So I've been talking to my friends and everybody around me about how homeopathy doesn't work, you know, and the studies show this and that. And I just realized the other day that homeopathy is a huge placebo delivery system.
Absolutely. And if that's a, you know, that's a simple statement, but there's a lot in it. If you think of when homeopathy was, quote, invented, and I can't think of any entire medical system or method of treating people that ever got invented. But anyway, in like the 1790s, that long ago, that was a time when medicine didn't have a lot to say for itself. You know, we were cutting and bleeding people. We probably did more harm than good. And along comes Samuel Hahnemann, who comes up with a system that definitely did not harm people and worked by the placebo. And therefore, it must have looked miraculous. So it kind of hung on. And hundreds of years later, no reputable scientist I know can come up with any reason or any evidence that, you know, homeopathy works. And yet it's there, grandfathered in by the FDA. As you know, the British are considering, they say, why are we paying for this with the national health system? You know, we need precious dollars for real treatments. It's crazy to pay for this in a homeopathic treatment. As you know, I cannot get into what it is. If you don't know what it is, and you're probably not using it, so it's fine. There's nothing in it. I mean, you can analyze it with every known instrument to mankind, every scientific instrument, and recognize technology today. We can actually see atoms, subatomic particles, etc. There's nothing in it. Of course it's a placebo. Well, you might say, listen, and this is where the real debate comes in. I'm a doctor. You come into me, and you've got some problem that I deem is, you know, not the end of the world, but you're all freaked out about it. Maybe you're uncomfortable. Maybe you got pain. And my choice is to prescribe, you know, a heavy, let's pick up on something we talked about early in the show, an opiate drug. Am I better off giving you OxyContin or giving you something I know doesn't work, but I also know is fairly likely to help you via the placebo effect and thereby perpetuating an untruth? So it's a terrible problem. And if all these things were under the aegis of a practicing physician, like if I had a big clinic, I would probably, given the current state of my thinking, I would probably employ people who practiced things that might not really have a physiological benefit, but also might make you feel better because you feel like you're being taken care of. There's going to be a placebo effect, etc. So maybe I'd have an acupuncturist on staff, or maybe I'd have somebody giving homeopathy. Now, if that doesn't sound contradictory, then I don't know what does. And it plagues me because in medicine we pledge to not give you treatments that we cannot show you evidence for their efficacy. And that's how it should be. I sell you a product. Darn it, I can't sell you a car. I got a pledge it's going to work and not accelerate suddenly, right? So why in medicine are we so loosey-goosey about this? I mean, in terms of the alternatives, the herbs, and all the junk that's peddled to us. So it's a difficult question. And yes, I agree with you, John. You're 100%, I think, right. All right. Let's talk to Darcy. How you doing, Darcy?
Hi. Yeah, I have a niece who's 20 years old, and she is anorexic and bulimic. And her school psychiatrist has prescribed 4 different medications, Wellbutrin, amphetamine salts, Adderall, and Xanax. And I feel like that is a lot of medication for somebody with her physical condition.
Aye, that's a frightening combination. I mean, just 2 of those things. Let's see, we give you Xanax, which is Valium, to knock you down and sedate you, and then give you amphetamines, give you methamphetamine to just wire you. And how do you justify that? And of course, the first thing that's going to happen, the major effect of amphetamines is to kill your appetite. Now, here's someone who's anorexic, and we're going to kill her appetite. So maybe there's a protocol out there. Maybe you and I are just missing something here. And maybe they give you amphetamine salts in the daytime to perk up your mood and give you the, you know, the Valium thing at night to help you sleep. Put a tube in your stomach to get you to eat. I don't know. All I do know is that anorexia is extraordinarily complicated. It takes a team of experienced therapists and physicians to treat. And we don't have an exact cure. So maybe there's some legitimate protocol out there, or maybe this doctor is just throwing this stuff at her, or maybe the information you're getting is not correct and the person is trying to justify it and getting some of those drugs on her own. I can't say, but Darcy, I share your concern. I guess that's the best way I could answer the question. Let's talk to Deanna in Seattle. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Dean.
Hi.
Let me take off my headset here. I was wondering when one should start worrying about having a lump in their breast.
Oh, immediately. I mean, are we talking about you?
We're talking about me. It's approximately marble-sized, and I first noticed it about 2 months ago, and I looked up some stuff on what I perceived to be reliable, skeptical medical sites, and they said that sometimes, you know, if you get hit with something, that can form a bump, and that should go away about 6 to 8 weeks. But
no, Deanna, come on. Let's be friends and have a seat, and let's talk to each other here. First of all, well, yes, trauma can do that. The most breast lumps are benign, certainly. And there is a certain feel to a benign breast lump. And there are some doctors who still have the guts to feel a lump and not do a mammogram, but I doubt there's very many of them left. You get them out. How old are you, by the way, Deanna? I need to know that.
30.
Well, you're young. You're young. It can happen. And, you know, the thing we used to call this, you know, fibrocystic disease, if that's what it is. In other words, if it's marble-like and it moves easily, it is way less likely to be cancer, because cancer usually grabs hold of the tissues. It doesn't roll around under your fingers. And we can't discuss the palpation of the breast here to be crazy. But at 30, do you take a chance and ignore it? I just would feel bad, only because there have been cases of women with breast cancer at your age, and wouldn't I be silly, specifically because if you were my patient and I had more information, you know, maybe I'd have the guts to take a wait-and-see attitude. But by the same token, breast cancer in younger women can be more aggressive than it is in older women, and I would be remiss to not recommend that you see your doctor. And your doctor might notice other things. You see, you may be feeling this lump and think that's the main deal, but just behind that lump, there's something else. While my guess, and you, of course, have to understand, is simply an educated guess listening to one sentence from a person, would be that it's benign, I would make a bet on it because the odds are in my favor if you're making an even bet. Nevertheless, let's not take a chance. And there's other criteria. You know, a doctor would need to feel your armpit to make sure, because in your armpit you can get a swollen node where, you know, cancer could spread. And this can be such a devastating disease. And catching it early, you know, we can make inroads, and you just need to do that. That would be my best advice. All right. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
If you're taking Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium, don't forget why you started taking it in the first place. You spoke to your doctor about your cholesterol, and after considering your medical history and risk factors, your doctor recommended Lipitor, and it must have been for many good reasons. Lipitor has been shown to lower bad cholesterol 39-60% when diet and exercise are not enough. Average effect depends on dose. And Lipitor is backed by over 17 years of research. Lipitor is not for everyone, including people with liver problems and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. You need simple blood tests to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor if you are taking other medications or if you have any muscle pain or weakness. This may be a sign of a rare but serious side effect. There is no generic form of Lipitor currently available. If you switch, it would be to a generic of a different medication. So if your doctor prescribed Lipitor and it's working for you, why switch? For more information, visit onlylipitor.com, call 1-888-LIPITOR, or see our ad in Cooking Light magazine.
Ever wonder what goes on in Weight Watchers meetings? Come to our open house from 1 to 4 any Saturday in February at select locations and find out everything you've ever wanted to know about Weight Watchers. Like how people who go learn how to lose weight, keep it off, and still live their life. Visit WeightWatchers.com to find an open house near you. And if you like it, you can join for free. Weight Watchers, stop dieting, start living. Hurry, join for free. Offer ends March 13th. Registration fee waived. Must pay meetings fees. Valid in participating areas only.
When you're ready to plan something great, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created My Savings Plan, an online tool that comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. With My Savings Plan, you can plan, set, and monitor your savings goals. You can also set up automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account into your savings account. So plan your way to a brighter tomorrow. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about My Savings Plan. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Think your TV is pretty cool? No way. Wait until you check out the incredible new line of Sony Bravia HD TVs. All I can say is wow. Sony Bravia HD TV's picture quality is absolutely amazing. The innovative technology in 1080p will blow you away, and so will their new 3D demo. The 3D experience makes you feel like you're part of what you're watching. And right now, you can see the unbelievable 3D demo at the Stanford Shopping Center Sony Style Store. For more information, visit sony.com/Bravia.
My name is Shonda Marshall. I'm a single mom, so I have to watch every penny.
We all do. And State Farm agents can help by making sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Just ask for a free discount double check, and you can save hundreds of dollars.
I can't afford to have pride. I have children to feed. But show me how to make a better way and do things on my own. That's perfect.
State Farm agents call that being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket. Talk to one today. State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
Welcome back. Let's talk to David. How you doing, David?
Hi, Dr. Dino Dell. I have a question about auditory processing disorder. My son, who's 6 years old in kindergarten, was diagnosed with this problem. And I wanted to get an understanding of what exactly is it? Is this a real disorder? And as a parent, what should I be doing about it?
Yeah, it's tough. Tell me about the child a little bit. What's going on that made you send the child for an evaluation?
The school actually recommended it. He was having a hard time learning, not paying attention in class, seems to be kind of out to lunch, spacey. We've noticed him, like in basketball, where the whole team is running to the other end of the court, and he's sitting there at one end of the court, kind of just lost, you know. And maybe, you know, the teacher's saying that she gives verbal directions to him, and he's just not getting it.
Right, right. Now, when you observe the child at home, et cetera, he communicates normally to you guys. He smiles and laughs, looks you in the eye, seems to be a normal kid otherwise.
Yes, and if you're alluding to autism, we haven't heard that word, but no, you know, he seems to be fine in that regard. He's actually a bilingual child.
Yeah.
Language-wise, he's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Well, this is very tricky. You know, I'm confused by it myself. It's certainly, I can imagine kids, there are kids that don't seem to process verbal information as quickly and acutely. And there are also kids who are, you know, distractible, the ADD thing, et cetera. And the thing is, even if you can, and the way they diagnose it, you know, it's reasonable. You know, it fits in with sensory disorders, eye disorders and things like that. And how, you know, some people process visual information better, some people audio information, some people tactile information. We expect that among all humans. The real question is, what do you do about it? Because so often they send your kid for therapy that involves repetitive exercises, and the therapist says, look, he's doing better on these repetitive exercises, and you think there's improvement. And then maybe the teachers say, yes, he's improving, which could simply be maturation. I mean, you're at a critical point when not every kid at five is the same. As you well know, there's a broad range of their ability. So I guess I would say to you, I tend to think there's something real there. I'm not sure what the best treatment is, but your skepticism is healthy, and evaluate what they, you know, what they want to do. And sometimes these kids are geniuses, and the child just may be distractible and may be fine. So that's where I get frightened, between our individual differences and then everybody, some people thinking we should all be the same and have the same skills. So you got your work cut out for you. All right. And thanks for calling. All right. I'm Dr. Dino Dell. That's the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always.
That's the sound you're going to hear when you accept your bachelor's or master's degree from Holy Names University. If you have always wanted to complete your degree, make 2010 your year to do it. Experience the confidence that comes from preparing yourself for your new job, your new career, or advancing your educational goals. With master's and adult bachelor degree programs designed for working adults, Holy Names provides a personalized education around your schedule. You'll experience a caring environment, accessible faculty, and the pride that comes from a quality education. Now is the time to take the next step and prepare yourself for a brighter future. Conveniently located in the Oakland Hills, join us for a free information session on February 25th at 6 p.m. Call 510-436-1264. That's 510-436-1264 or go to hnu.edu to register.
Do you have unfiled tax returns? Is the IRS or state demanding taxes that you don't think you owe or just can't pay? We know what to do to help. If you qualify, you could settle for less or contest the amount demanded completely. Understanding your options, rights, and the deadlines involved may be crucial to your situation. Don't wait until the government seizes your earnings, bank or stock account, vehicle or other property, or visits your work or customers or clients or other people in your life. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz, and I have over 30 years of tax experience, including representing very many clients with unfiled tax returns. Consult with us, even if you don't have all your records. Our tax law firm represents businesses and individuals with many different types of unfiled tax returns. Call me for an attorney-client privilege consultation at 1-888-TAX-DEAL. That's 1-888-TAXDEAL, 1-888-TAX-DEAL.
Gail Gross, so a judge...